Coca-Cola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Ah, yes. Hour number two. Legend has it, people love this hour, but they love all hours of Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3, or at least I hope they do. But yes, you're listening to Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Austin Price, Chris Bryan here in the studio with you. 5:12 here. Don't really have much time to waste. We'll get right into our top stories for you. Of course, here locally, touched on this last hour, Escambia County EMS offering a $10,000 sign-on bonus, for qualified applicants. If you are interested in this, you must have a high school diploma or GED, along with a valid driver's license, and complete a paramedic program with valid certification. So you need that paramedic certification, valid driver's license, and either a high school diploma or GED. You can learn more at myescambia.com.
Okay, 5:12, News Radio 92.3. Just to remind you, coming up in about 15, 17 minutes from right now, free Pensacola Symphony tickets going out.
Yep.
Austin is in charge of commanding that little experience in terms of... creating a question for that. Have you thought about it? Now, we've given you a whole hour to think about this thing.
When you
tickets
ask
going
me,
out, got to be a good question. These are great tickets.
When you ask me to give a question football related, I know a lot about football, but
right.
I'm not very musically inclined.
All right.
So I'll think of something. It may not be a question.
Symphony's 99th season. You should feel mighty upset about this, not knowing the 99th season now.
I did know that.
Getting underway Saturday over the Sanger, featuring music from Romeo and Juliet and Leonard Bernstein's symphonic dances from the West Side Story. That in itself is worth the whole ticket.
Right.
So the West Side Story.
So whatever it'll be, you're going to have to be the first texter to get in, and you can win those pair of tickets for you.
A few calls and few texts coming in this afternoon. What's this disorganized thing out here that's they're talking about in the
tropics?
Well, let me tell you how it is. This is what you need to know. The disorganized area of low pressure is tracking across the western and southwestern Caribbean Sea today. NHC forecasters confirm environmental conditions are favorable for development into a tropical depression, potentially organizing later this weekend. There is zero percent chance of development within the next 48 hours.
So there's something.
News Radio 92.3 all over this. Just keep it here. We'll keep you posted in terms of what's going on with this doggone storm. And, they're always a pain in the you-know-what.
Right.
But we will let you know what's happening with this thing.
Well, and as far as keeping you posted, not only do I have traffic and weather coming up in 30 seconds, but tomorrow night we do have the vice presidential debate between J.D. Vance and Tim Walz. Of course, seemingly going to be the only debate between the two, and very much possibly the last debate we see between either presidential candidates or vice presidential candidates before the election on November 5th. So we will have that for you. What is it? Starting at 8 tomorrow?
8 o'clock. 8 o'clock sharp.
Yes.
Sure is.
Tomorrow night right here on News Radio 92.3. All righty. 5:15 here on the nose. Look at that. That timing is impeccable. Looking at the roads here. Well, for starters, where are my manners? My goodness. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Executive Landscaping. You can call them today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Alrighty, looking at the roads here, Berry Hill Road, this is going to be if you are just east of West Spencerfield Road, got an accident report there causing congestion going both ways, and it is pretty heavy. It's not too bad at this time, but it may get worse before it gets better. As for some other spots, Highway 90 traveling eastbound just past Avalon Boulevard, looking backed up. I-10 traveling westbound towards Palafox Street, and Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile, both looking backed up as well. Then it's just going to be Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point, and Navarre Parkway traveling westbound passing Hurlburt Field. As for the weather, it's 84 degrees in Pensacola with a low of 72 tonight. Tomorrow is going to be a high of 89 and a low of 71. So basically the same thing as today. Sunny skies, mostly clear.
Okay, the potential dock strike getting a lot of traction and a lot of ink here this afternoon. A strike by workers at ports from Texas to Maine will reportedly destroy U.S. farmers, unionized dock workers, and the International Longshoremen's Association. They represent 45,000 members at East Coast and Gulf Coast ports. May go on strike beginning tomorrow, possibly tonight, they're saying, if an agreement isn't reached by the end of today. Here's what you need to know on the local snapshot level. Port of Pensacola, not affected. Port of Mobile, will be. Keep that in mind on that side there. Lawmakers saying this is something that's kind of interesting, but again, it's been back there in the back of your mind. You've been thinking about this. Lawmakers saying sports gambling is a public health issue and are seeking to restrict it. More from Fox on the Speaker's Lobby.
I'm Chad Pergram with the Speaker's Lobby. All bets could be off if it's up to Democratic New York Representative Paul Tonko and Democratic Connecticut Senator Richard Blumenthal. They're trying to cut the action by banning sports betting nationally, unless individual states receive approval from the Department of Justice. The plan would bar ads on sports betting between 8 a.m. and 10 p.m. local time and during live sporting events. The lawmakers believe gaming should be viewed as a public health issue. During an appearance on Capitol Hill, recovering gambling addict Harry Levant said that he nearly committed suicide due to the grips of a pathological gambling addiction. Still, about a quarter of all digital bets are placed offshore, costing localities millions in tax revenue. The American Gaming Association argues that state regulations help protect people from dangerous neighborhood bookies. It says that sports gaming brought in $1.3 billion in local tax revenue in the first half of 2024. It's estimated that an eye-popping $35 billion will pass through legal sports books on games and prop bets during the current NFL season. With the Speaker's Lobby, Chad Pergram, Fox News.
Okay, there you go. You see a couple of Democratic representatives trying to cut out a lot of America's favorite pastime. And, you know, where do you go buy a cooler on a Friday or so if you don't hear people talking about the games? It's part of America's culture.
Yeah. Well, I mean, a lot of people. A
couple of demos up there trying to change everything.
Right. Well, that's the thing. As you said, it's a very big deal. I understand sports betting and stuff.
But you don't have to do it.
Right.
There's the on-off button there.
Yes.
That's like you say.
Unless you have an addiction.
That's like saying you don't want to see this stuff. Turn it off.
Right.
Just flip it off. Nobody says you have to do this.
Yeah. As I said, unless you are someone who has an addiction issue or something, because I can see how gambling and sports betting would be addictive.
It can be terrible.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
But,
and there are programs in place to take care of that.
But yeah, if people just want to do it, as you said, as like a pastime, that's where you got yourself a controversy.
How many times do you see on the weekend the bingo squares going around? You know, the square of the game squares, the different squares for
right.
$5 or whatever. It's part of culture. You know, it's against the law. It's gambling.
Yeah.
But it's, I guess it's that blue law maybe that really isn't enforced. It's just something that we as Americans do.
That it's just
partner.
It's just our way.
Rope it on down there, partner.
Florida is lending a hand to other states impacted by Hurricane Helene. Governor Ron DeSantis launched Operation Blue Ridge over the weekend as a way to deploy extra resources to North Carolina and Tennessee. The multi-agency response will include state and National Guard members, Florida emergency management officials, and a variety of other first responders. The initiative will also help Floridians who want to be rescued from western North Carolina, where communities were hit with catastrophic flooding. Here in the Sunshine State, the governor gave an update earlier today saying more than 80,000 people were still without power. At least 11 people died in Florida as Helene made landfall in the Big Bend area last week.
Okay, AI is a big topic everywhere. I mean, everywhere. Let me stress that again, everywhere. Microsoft is making some changes to their artificial intelligence feature, and Fox is all over this. Here's Eben Brown with more on this trending story.
Fox on Tech.
Microsoft hopes you'll feel safe to recall now that it's made some changes. The software giant had touted the recall feature set to debut as part of its Copilot Plus artificial intelligence, but it drew plenty of criticism from tech reviewers and privacy hawks alike after learning recall was taking screenshots of people's usage and allowing the AI to ingest it, index it, and remember it, all for the purpose of Copilot's ability to help keep the computer's user organized. Except for the fact it was learned those screenshots were hackable. Microsoft has been rushing to redesign the feature, and now The Verge reports the company will make recall an option for users to select and activate and not be a default setting unsuspecting users can't switch off. And for those wanting to be extra, extra sure, Windows will now allow for recall to be uninstalled. With Fox on Tech, I'm Eben Brown, Fox News.
Okay, interesting thing happening over on the PSC campus, and this happens on Thursday over at the Gene and Paul Amos Performing Arts Studio. They're hosting a free screening of Florida Road Trip, Pensacola. How about that? It'll be Thursday, 7 p.m. You can meet the show's producer, director, along with the local actors in attendance for when they shot that event. It comes up Thursday, 7 o'clock, over on the PSC campus at that beautiful studio. I don't know if you've ever been in a studio before.
But, I'm not sure.
The Gene and Paul Amos Performance Studio, classic studio. Just absolutely. Anyway, coming up 7 o'clock on Thursday over there.
5:21, we'll take a quick break. When we return, we'll touch on some of the more state and national headlines swirling around the news today. And also, right before the Fox News break, of course, we will get those Pensacola Symphony Orchestra tickets out to one of you lucky folks. Got all that and more coming up after the break.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this. Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
Did you know that the displaying of the Ten Commandments in our public schools was outlawed in large part because of a 1980 Supreme Court decision known as Stone versus Graham? And because of this extraction, most Americans are not familiar with the specific content of the Ten Commandments. I encourage you to read Exodus chapter 20. These commandments serve as a divine blueprint for a civilized society. Exodus chapter 20, verse number 1, God makes it very clear that these commandments came from Him and not from Moses or from any man. And the only man who ever walked the earth who kept the commandments flawlessly was Jesus of Nazareth, the God-man himself. As we endeavor to be submissive to these commandments, we must rely completely on Christ's power to overcome sin and temptation. I urge you, walk with Jesus today.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Join the Great Southern Restaurant Group, home to the Fish House, Atlas Oyster House, Jackson's, Angelina's, and Five Sisters, Wednesday at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. They'll be discussing Rosh Hashanah at Jackson's, Atlas Beverage Class, Harvest Dinner at Angelina's, Flavors That Forge the South Dinner at Jackson's, Holiday Parties, Free Martinis at Jackson's, and more. That's all Wednesday at 9.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions, 850-437-1620.
Hi, I'm Ron Helms, and I'm running to be your next county commissioner in District 4. I'm a long-term business owner, military veteran, and ordained clergy. As a fiscal conservative and Second Amendment supporter, I have a passion for public service with strong community engagement. As your next county commissioner, I will have a strong impact on crime and gun violence, affordable housing, and combating high insurance rates. I'm asking for your support and your vote on November 5th.
Paid for by Ron Helms, Democrat County Commission, District 4.
Ready to unplug from the ordinary? To let loose? To open your mind? To sample a little bit of everything? To enjoy some culture? Find all this and so much more at the 11th Annual Foo Foo Fest, October 31st to November 11th. Start planning today at foofoofest.com.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked a lot about the massive flood and water-related damage in North Carolina and eastern Tennessee. It's unbelievable. We also talked with Representative Michelle Salzman about what she saw in the Big Bend area as she is going back again this week, and her proposal to put driver's ed back in schools, a very important proposal for basic safety training for a lot of these kids. You can catch all of those podcasts at newsradio923.com.
Get the midday news live with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins, 11 to 2, before Guy Benson on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
I've lost track of how many Jackson's songs I have played. My goodness.
You're not hearing me complain.
Yeah, no.
No, they sound great.
They're a successful band for a reason.
No, they sound great.
All righty. Let's see. 525 here. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now on
nice
News Radio 92.3. Thank you, sir. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. Let's see. We do have some issues still if you're traveling westbound on the Var Parkway passing Hurlburt Field. Same with if you're traveling northbound on Highway 29 towards 10 Mile Road and Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. Also had an accident on Berry Hill Road. This is going to be just east of West Spencerfield Road, causing some congestion going both ways there still. As for the weather, it's 83 degrees in Pensacola with a low of 72 tonight. And tomorrow and Wednesday looking beautiful with highs in the high 80s and lows in the low 70s.
Okay, 527, News Radio 92.3. I know you've been waiting for these numbers, home buyers or sellers, and you're watching the mortgage numbers today. Here they are. Mortgage Daily News reporting 30-year rates pretty steady, 6.20% borrowing cost on a 15-year fixed-rate mortgage, also lower at 5.57%. Hey, starting tomorrow, this is something for you grads, college students. The repayment grace period for student loan borrowers is over. I mean, this might catch a few of you by surprise. Fox's Hillary Vaughn has more on this trending story.
This ends the 12-month grace period that the Biden-Harris team put in place, which meant that even though borrowers were required to start making payments a year ago, they didn't face any consequences if they didn't. Now all that goes away starting October 1st. Millions of delinquent borrowers took full advantage of this grace period. Right now, there are about 42 million students who have federal student debt totaling about $1.6 trillion. The Education Department reports borrowers who are delinquent are reported to credit rating agencies when they are 90 days past due on their loans. It takes about 9 months of missing payments before a borrower would be placed in default, which they would then face some of their financial assets being seized.
Hmm. All righty. Also here, wanted to touch on this real quick. California passing a law prohibiting private colleges and universities from giving special treatment or so-called legacy treatments to applicants with family connections to alumni or donors. This will be effective from September 1st of 2025. The law aims to promote fairness in the administration process, and violators will require detailed disclosures of favoritism without revealing students' names. So violations will require that info there. The move makes California the second state after Maryland to prohibit legacy admissions at private colleges and universities.
Okay, also beginning tomorrow, sleeping or camping on public property in Florida will no longer be allowed by local governments and homeless camping areas. Gotta say goodbye to those areas. It's just one of the 34 new laws going into effect, including penalties for porch pirates, law enforcement training for people with Alzheimer's disease, Parkinson's disease, or dementia, increased penalties for frauds against seniors, immigrants committing crimes, sexual predators, and digital voyeurism, and flood disclosures for home sellers and new license plates, among a lot of other. 34 going into effect tomorrow.
All right.
Make sure you're all caught up on your laws in the state of Florida.
529 here. We can give away this pair of tickets now. Opening night for the Pensacola Symphony Orchestra. This is going to be at the Sanger Theater on October 5th at 7:30 p.m. The details is the 99th season, commencing with the unforgettable melodies regarding star-crossed lovers, including Romeo and Juliet and West Side Story, of course. Now, I've got a question. I thought of something. And you have to text in. Do not call. Text
we're
in.
We're waiting.
What's that? Oh,
We're waiting.
Text in at 850-437-1620. A symphony orchestra instrument that starts with a T. There's a few options here. An orchestra instrument that starts with a T. Text one in at 850-437-1620. T as in tire, by the way. Car tire. Yeah, there, that.
Tool?
Yes, tire, tool, tree. You get it. Send me a instrument that starts with a T at 850-437-1620. All you got to do is text in. First person to do that, as I said, there's a few options here. First person to do that gets those tickets.
So how long did it take you to think about that?
It took me longer than it should have, Chris. It's a pretty simple prompt.
You know, it's going to be a great season for the opera.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
It really is. Like you said, it gets underway Saturday. It's 7:30 down at the Sanger.
Yeah, well, and that's the thing. We've had opera, and now we've got the symphony orchestra.
Yeah,
there's a ton of musical stuff going
now,
on.
Now, who said we didn't have culture around here?
Yes, we are so in tune. We are so prim
reeks,
and proper.
Doesn't it? Hey, listen, good luck on those tickets. We're waiting for you.
I'm John Saucier. Vice President Kamala Harris meeting with FEMA officials in Washington, D.C. to receive a briefing on the impact of Hurricane Helene. The vice president pledged continued support for those in need.
We will continue to do everything we can to help you recover and to help you rebuild. no matter how long it takes.
Former President Trump is in Valdosta, Georgia today after surveying the damage there caused by the storm. He says he hopes people come together to support those affected.
When a crisis hits, when our fellow citizens cry out in need, none of that matters. We're not talking about politics now. We have to all get together and get this solved. We need a lot of help. They have to have a lot of help down here.
Well, the vice president also speaking with local officials in Georgia this afternoon. More than 120 people across six states have been killed by weather-related events from Helene as the cleanup continues. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. The U.S. Department of Education is extending the deadline for their Fresh Start program for defaulted student loan borrowers until Wednesday morning. The original deadline for the Fresh Start program was today, September 30th, but a website issue led to the extension, according to CNBC. And here's a check on Wall Street after the close. Stocks finished the session higher. The Dow gained 17. The S&P 500 grew by 24, and the NASDAQ gained 69. With a potential strike at Gulf and East Coast ports looming ahead of a midnight deadline, cargo is being moved along at a quick pace to sneak last shipments in before port workers potentially strike. Ford Motor is aiming to boost sales of its EVs by addressing potential customer concerns through a new program. The Ford Power Promise launches tomorrow for customers who purchase or lease a new Ford EV. U.S. crude oil futures for November are under $69 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down and get it going slower.
Eye-Survey is proven to slow GA progression.
Eye-Survey gets GA going slower.
Eye-Survey or Avacincaptad Pagel is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. Eye-Survey can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. Eye-Survey may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about Eye-Survey today.
Eye-Survey gets GA going slower.
Visit Eye-Survey.com. That's Eye-Survey.com.
This is Zach Gelb of Sportsman and sponsored by BetMGM, the sportsbook born in Vegas. Please gamble responsibly. We all know Robert Saleh and Nathaniel Hackett aren't the right guys for the job, but the blame doesn't end there, and the Jets players can't get a pass. How does Aaron Rodgers only score 9 points at home? How does Breece Hall only run for 4 yards? So much for this great Jets defense, is how don't you sack Bo Nix at least one time? I have an answer for all those questions, and it's simply just because it's the same old Jets. I'm Zach Gelb.
Football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws a block, and his teammate scores instead. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to gamble responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 years of age and older. This U.S. promotional offer not available in Mississippi, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. For Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
FSU football fans, the big watch party is at Calvert's in the Heights. Calvert's is FSU football watch party central, featuring large screen TVs, clear sound, free parking, and of course, your FSU Seminoles. Join your friends and fans and cheer on the team with FSU drink specials, a full food menu, and the best water view around. Thinking football? Think Calvert's in the Heights, 670 Scenic Highway, online and on Facebook. Go Noles, go!
At the height of hurricane season, are you sure your data is backed up? I'm Nathan with Data Revolution, and this is your cybersecurity tip of the month. Hurricanes can cause severe damage to buildings and IT infrastructure. Test your backups now to ensure your access in an emergency. Businesses along the Gulf Coast trust Data Revolution for their cybersecurity and communications needs. Visit datarevs.com for more information.
Serving overseas was just the beginning. We might be home from war, but our mission continues in communities all across the country. It's why we're out there in times of peace and crisis, providing meals to the hungry and supplies to the sick. It's why we're giving strength to those who are too weak and bringing resources to those without them. Service doesn't stop when we're done serving. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at vfw.org.
Two competing views of America.
Kamala Harris speaks to her fellow Americans like they're children.
These guys are creepy and, yes, just weird as hell.
J.D. Vance.
The way I see the debate is very simple. It's an opportunity where, for 90 minutes, Governor Walz and I are going to debate the issues that matter to the American people.
Tim Walz.
And I got to tell you, I can't wait to debate the guy.
J.D. Vance and Tim Walz debate their visions for America tomorrow night at 8 p.m. Hear it live on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Back to Pensacola Right Now
with Chris and Austin
on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Just a little bit past 5:35 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. But first, I want to give a congratulations to Janet. She was the first person to enter in, and she correctly guessed an instrument in an orchestra that starts with a T, trombone.
Yeah, but what was the most the oddest T instrument that you found off? We have some great people sending some ideas in here.
Yeah, man. I was sitting here thinking like, okay, tuba, trumpet, trombone. That's all I thought of. I had a couple people drop in saying triangle.
Yeah, triangle, right.
I had someone just now said
tippity drum.
Trilophone.
Yeah, okay. That's a xylophone.
And someone said timpani drum, I think you said.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, yeah, we've had all kinds.
And Janet's a smart lady. She loves that. I can, looking back at her profile, because she has won.
She's won with us before, yeah.
Yeah, but she's always winning the cultural events, the
right.
Opera, the symphony.
Yeah, she's won ballet
the
stuff,
ballet
opera stuff, and
good
now
for
symphony
you,
orchestra.
Janet, thank you so much for having us on today. We love it.
Yeah, she's very in touch. So at least we know the tickets won't be going to waste. That's pretty
awesome.
And
she lives in Pensacola, right?
I believe so, yes.
Okay.
But if not, close enough.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah, well, let's see.
If you can hear my
voice.
Yeah,
Pensacola. Yeah, congrats, Janet from Pensacola. You won the tickets there. All righty, looking at the roads and weather here. Let's see. The roads do kind of have some issues, nothing too major, but nonetheless, several spots to get into. I-10 traveling westbound towards Palafox Street and Highway 29 if you're traveling northbound towards 10 Mile Road. Outside of that, it's going to be Navarre Parkway with a little bit of backups if you're traveling westbound coming from Navarre Parkway. And then over in the Pace Milton areas, if you're traveling eastbound on Highway 90 passing Avalon Boulevard, we've got some backups over there. And we had an accident on Berry Hill Road near West Spencerfield Road that was causing some backups. And now those issues have bled on to West Spencerfield. So if you are on Spencerfield Road traveling northbound towards Berry Hill, we do have some issues there. And if you turn right on Berry Hill and start traveling eastbound, we do have some issues over there still. So that's just a nightmare that we've been touching on. As for the weather, it's 83 degrees in Pensacola with a low of 72 tonight. Tomorrow should be a beautiful day. High of 89, low of 71. And then we've basically got copy and paste on Wednesday. High of 88, low of 72.
Okay, 5:40, 20 away from 6 News Radio 92.3. Let me just go ahead and jump and do some sports here. We're we promised this last hour, and so here we go. For the second week in a row, NFL fans get a doubleheader on Monday Night Football. Fox's Joe Morgan has more on this trending story.
The NFL is saying, let's play two in back-to-back weeks. At 7:30 Eastern, the winless Titans are in Miami to face the 1-2 Dolphins. Dolphins backup quarterback Skylar Thompson suffered a rib injury against the Seahawks in Week 3 as he filled in for Tua Tagovailoa, who was sidelined for several weeks with a concussion. In the second game, it's a matchup between two of the better teams in the NFC. The 2-1 Lions welcome the undefeated Seahawks to Detroit, with kickoff scheduled for 8:15 Eastern. The Lions have lost to Seattle in each of the last three seasons. Joe Morgan, Fox News.
Okay, let's discuss SEC. We promised our listeners we were going to talk about this last hour, so I don't want to renege on my promise here. Recapping some of the games on Saturday that you might have missed, let me bring you up to speed for SEC play. It was Kentucky over Ole Miss, 2017. Texas A&M over Arkansas, 21-17. Oklahoma over Auburn, 21-21. Texas destroying Mississippi State, 35-13. That game took a while to start to really unravel. I understand, and I was reading some things about that. Arch was kind of slow in the going into the first quarter, then he caught fire. And
Texas had a slow wake-up there.
Yeah, okay. Speaking of wake-ups, you were telling me about this game, Alabama over Georgia, 41-34.
Yes, Bama was up 28-0, and then the next thing you know, they're losing 34-33, but then right after they surrendered that lead, I guess it was just to play with their food a little bit, because the minute Georgia took that lead, Ryan Williams, great catch and run to respond right back. Two-point conversion makes it 41-34. Georgia throws an interception in the end zone trying to tie it.
Tell me, did the cameras ever cut away? Was Nick Saban, was he at the game?
Saban was there, yes.
Okay.
And they did show him.
Did they?
Yes. Because he's part of the game day crew, so they were in Tuscaloosa anyway.
Oh, okay, all right.
And Miss Terry, his wife, was the guest picker, so that's pretty wholesome.
On set?
Yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah, that was awesome. But yeah, no, and I have to say it, as you know, as a journalist, I know it's unprofessional, it's unbecoming, but I do have to say, as a fan, I am so glad Ole Miss got exposed, man. They play their SEC opener at home. Their unstoppable offense gets held to 17 points, and they lose to Kentucky. Man, you love to see it.
All right, LSU a winner over South Alabama, 42-10. Here comes your week lineup here, and see how you kind of play this one out. All right.
All righty.
Your prognostication is going to be tested here. Missouri, Texas A&M. That's not good.
Give me Missouri, but that's not a gimme.
Ole Miss, South Carolina.
That's an upset alert. I think Ole Miss could struggle. I'm not saying they're going to lose, but South Carolina can definitely, especially at Williams-Brice Stadium, they can kick them while they're down.
Can Auburn beat Georgia?
No.
Okay. Simply put, that was very easy. Alabama-Vandy.
Oh,
move
yeah.
on.
yeah.
Tennessee versus Arkansas.
You know, man, and I think it's at Arkansas.
It is.
Yeah, Arkansas, they're not pushovers now, but Tennessee has just proven so much. I can't imagine they lose that.
And the Gators at UCF.
You know?
I do know.
UCF.
This is not a bad team.
They were but they were just at home, got exposed by Colorado. Colorado decimated.
I heard about that.
And Florida's at home coming off a bye. I've got the Gators winning that.
All right. Good for you.
If UCF had just skunked on the Buffs, I would have maybe taken the Knights.
Skunked on the Buffs.
Yes.
Okay.
If they had just beat up on / skunked the Buffs.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you get me.
I got you.
But if they were unbeaten entering this game, I'd maybe take the Knights, but I'm not convinced now. They've hurt my trust.
All right. I know we talked about this during the 4 o'clock hour. Let me just dive into two teams tonight, NFL football.
Okay.
Tennessee-Miami. Tua is not playing.
Right. It's Tyler Huntley.
Okay. Who are you picking?
Man,
just gotta squeeze this out of here this afternoon.
Well, no, I guess I'll take Miami. Tyler Huntley's a decent QB. I think this will be a legacy game for the young fella. I'll take Miami. Why not?
I'm gonna be watching the other game. I just want to let you know the Seattle Detroit game.
No, that should be a good one.
Detroit's gonna win that game.
Man, Seattle's unbeaten, but Detroit only has one loss.
Well, look who they played. Come on.
But is Seattle at home?
Seattle is in Detroit.
Ooh, then yeah. If they're, I'll take home.
They're
team
in
here.
The Ford. What is it called? The Ford Dome.
Ford Field. Ford Field. Yeah. If they're in Detroit, give me the Lions. I'll take the home team.
What did you think about the Bucs yesterday? Holy Toledo.
I was telling you earlier, I was clicking my heels, kicking my feet up in the air, Chris, talking to you about it. Baker Mayfield's on my fantasy team. I'm feeling pretty good about it.
Okay, so we've talked about Miami. We talked about the Bucs. Now, poor Jacksonville. Can they do anything? I heard the game was just embarrassing.
Oh, yeah. They're 0-4, lost to the Texans. Losing to the teams that they've lost to isn't bad. It's okay to lose to the Texans. It's okay to lose to the Bills. But my goodness, just some of these losses have just looked so rough, and you haven't won a game yet. So it's like we can't really justify it. You're just not that good this year.
Okay, two high school games. Let me quickly zip on past these. Milton hosting PC, Panama City, Mosley, 7:30 kickoff over at Panther Stadium, and Pensacola High School hosting Panama City Bay tonight, 6 o'clock over. Oh, you're getting ready to kick this game off here over at Scoggins Stadium.
Mosley, and I'll take Bay. I got Mosley winning over Milton, and then Bay, they're going to struggle a bit, I think, with Pensacola, but give me the Tornadoes.
And I always like to kind of marriage the art of fishing into sports. Let me remind you, Saturday through Sunday, Juana's Pagodas on Navarre Beach Causeway is the site for this weekend's Navarre Fishing Rodeo. Fish from the shore, a boat, or from the pier. You just can't fish from the seafood market.
That's true.
Who wrote that line? I had to add that one. Who wrote that line? Prizes in all divisions. Weigh in is on the beach at Juana's, close to Santa Rosa County, Navarre Beach boat ramp. Right, it's right there. When you come in, it's on the right-hand side before you get down to I think that's a Tom Thumb on the corner. Before you right. Anyway, if you need some more information, NavarreFishingRodeo.com.
All righty, just past 5:45 here. We'll get another quick check at the roads and weather. Still got some minor backups on Berry Hill Road. If you're traveling eastbound, just passing West Spencerfield Road, that is from an accident from earlier, but it does look like it's starting to break up. Pine Forest Road, traveling northbound towards 9 Mile, still heavily backed up. And Gulf Breeze Parkway, if you're traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point, we still got some problems over there as well. As for the weather, it's 83 degrees with a low of 72. Mostly cloudy skies, and Tuesday it's going to be a high of 89 with a low of 71, mostly clear skies. So cloudy night tonight as we get into this evening, but tomorrow should be a bit clearer.
Okay, 5:48, News Radio 92.3. Just reminded you, today is the last day to experience Pensacola's underground pop culture scene. From early union efforts, anti-war protests, music trends, cultural unrest through the years, it is Pensacola Underground A to Z Show. An exhibit located in the 309 Punk House on North 6th Avenue. And today is the last day you will hear me telling you about that.
Alrighty. And also, just wanted to make a notification about this. Had a texter drop in with a link to pacewater.org to confirm. There is a water outage on the area of Chemukla Highway and Adams Road due to a vehicle accident that damaged a fire hydrant. Crews are on site and will have service restored as soon as possible. Got that just a few minutes ago.
We will be confirming that report as soon as we get out of here.
And let's see. Also wanted to touch on this. Wall Street, every hour, closing slightly higher to cap a positive month and quarter. Stocks finished in the green after initially falling as Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell signaled less aggressive rate cuts ahead. At the closing bell, the Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 17 points to 42,330. The S&P 500 added 24 points to 5,762. And the NASDAQ rose 69 points to 18,189.
You know, Austin, it took years of debate, a constitutional amendment, and an approval by the state's voters, but Florida's new minimum wage policy finally went into effect today. While the constitutional amendment jacks up minimum wages from $12 to $13 an hour, and by the way, it will keep rising annually until 2026, even employees who earn tips at service industry businesses will have a minimum wage jump to $9.98 per hour under this new measure.
All righty. And Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile users across the country reporting outages earlier today. According to Down Detector, there were nearly 100,000 reports of users experiencing issues. The problem started at around 8:30 a.m. our time. Some people say that their phone is stuck in SOS mode and are unable to send texts or make calls. And it's not clear what was causing those issues. But nonetheless, if you had problems with your phone, particularly this morning, that's why.
You know, and I checked that out, and they still have not made a full fix on that thing.
Mm.
And it is, if you have SOS pop up on your screen, I don't have Verizon,
right.
But I did catch that report earlier today, and that could be a real mess.
For
it
sure.
is a real mess. What am I talking about? It is a real mess.
Yeah, there's no could be about it.
Okay, are you a gamer? Do you like games?
Yes.
Okay, I never got into it. Kind of nothing is wrong with it, but I know my boys do. They love this darn thing. There is a new Zelda game. Are you familiar with that?
Zelda game? Yeah, Zelda, okay. Absolutely.
It's coming out. Fox's Eamon Digman wants us to know something. There is a difference this time on Fox Games.
Fox on Games, your insider's cheat code to gaming.
The latest in the Legend of Zelda series is hitting the shelves this week. One of the first things you'll see is a return to the signature cartoon-like character design that has charmed fans in earlier editions. Here's the game changer. You won't be guiding the hero of time, Link. Instead, you're going to control Zelda, the Princess of Hyrule herself. She's swapping out the traditional sword and bow and arrow gameplay for some enchanting abilities, using magic powers called the Echoes for puzzle solving or to create ally clones. Making history in the series is the introduction of its first female director, a bold step away from the early days inspired by Shigeru Miyamoto's nostalgic childhood exploration. Opening up to Nintendo's website, the new director, Tomomi Sano, confirmed that the concept started with a dungeon design idea, reminiscent of Super Mario Maker, where you make a level and then your friends take it on. And that's where they dreamt up the Echoes feature. Eamon Dignam, Fox News.
You understood every single piece he was talking about, didn't you?
I understood some of it. I'm not much of a Zelda person, though. 551, we'll take a quick break. When we return here, we've got news on a Houston attorney that you may recognize the name from, helping out with some of these claims of sexual assault and abuse that are coming out against Sean Diddy Combs. My goodness, can I speak today? That'd be great. Details on those issues and more coming up after the break.
Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
As she stared at me through the window, I realized the time we spent in the backyard on her trailer just wasn't fulfilling. We used to have so much fun on the water. I just couldn't crank her up. But Key Marine did. Fun days on the bay are back. Woo! And my Yamaha outboard runs better than ever.
Key Marine gets the work done and lets you handle the fun. Key Marine, your Yamaha outboard dealer on Bower Road in Pensacola. Google Key Marine or find them on Facebook.
What's on your to-do list? Pick up groceries? Water your plants? How about getting vaccinated? We can help you check that off.
You've got this.
The Aging and Disability Vaccination Collaborative, powered by U.S. Aging, has partnered with community providers to make getting vaccinated your easiest to do.
You've got this.
With local vaccine events, access to transportation, in-home vaccinations, and on-site healthcare consultations, protecting yourself and your loved ones is not a chore anymore. So if you're age 60 plus or a person with a disability, get your yearly dose of confidence today.
You've got this.
Because we've got you. A message from the Aging and Disability Vaccination Collaborative, powered by U.S. Aging. Learn more at yougotthis.usaging.org.
You've got this.
Funded by the U.S. Administration for Community Living through a grant to U.S. Aging. This does not necessarily represent the views of ACL or the U.S. government.
Bands on the Beach in October means the season is starting to wind down. Every Tuesday night at 7, thanks to the Santa Rosa Island Authority, you've been able to enjoy great live music on Pensacola Beach. This week, the Blind Mullets take the stage. They're from Perdido Key, and they play everything from Lynyrd Skynyrd to Lenny Kravitz. It's Bands on the Beach tomorrow night at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion.
When breaking news hits, we're there to cover it. Fox News, WEAR-TV, News Radio team on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Scat, by the way.
that was That was not part of the song. That was Chris Bryan's edit. yeah, that he was doing some ad-libbing on that edit.
Boss Skaggs is great, man. You can't go wrong with that guy.
Oh, yeah, no, he's great. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3, exactly 5:55 here. We'll get that last quick check of the roads and weather for you. Just got some minor issues on I-10, traveling westbound towards Palafox Street and Pine Forest Road, traveling northbound towards 9 Mile Road. Last but not least, Gulf Breeze Parkway is one of the last of the worst-looking spots if you're traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point. As for the weather, it's 83 degrees with a low of 72 tonight. Tomorrow has a high of 89, mostly sunny skies with a low of 71.
I just want to say you're all over this news story about that water outage in Pace. Yeah, we did confirm that, Darth. You are all over this thing. Water is out in the area of Shamukla Highway and Adams Road due to a vehicle accident that damaged a fire hydrant. Crews on the site there, and once they get that fixed up, we'll let you know about it.
Absolutely. Also, just wanted to touch on this. Houston attorney Tony Busby says that his firm is representing more than 100 people with claims of sexual assault and abuse by Sean Diddy Combs. The hip-hop mogul was arrested earlier this month following his federal indictment for racketeering and sex trafficking. Busby says that some of his clients were minors at the time of the assaults and says that he expects the numbers of both plaintiffs and defendants in the case to increase. Combs has pleaded not guilty, of course, to all charges, but remains in custody.
I wonder who Diddy ticked off, because, man, this really came down hard.
Well, it's just there were whispers about it, talking about Diddy's parties and stuff. You would hear celebrities talk about it, and now it's just all coming out.
Okay, one presidential candidate is getting more specific about plans for the southern border, and Fox's Jackie Henrick has reports from the White House.
Vice President Harris claims that she will go even farther than President Biden to secure the border and will make it tougher to reopen it under the executive orders that he put in place last June. That restricts asylum when the average numbers of crossings eclipse a threshold of 2,500 per day over the course of a week. It only reopens when that number dips below 1,500 per day. We have not yet reached that number. And Harris is now saying that she would drop it down even lower, so create an even higher threshold to reopen the southern border. Harris is saying, though, that this is going to be part of her plan.
Okay. We'll see.
Yeah, I mean,
that's all you can say is we'll see. Okay.
Well, because that's the thing. I mean, with both of these candidates talking about whatever plans they have for this or that, it's like, all right, I guess elect them and find out.
Okay, as we talk about this thing here, debate season continues. GOP Senator J.D. Vance of Ohio, Democratic Governor Tim Walz of Minnesota will participate in that VP debate tomorrow night beginning 8 p.m. Debate will be heard, of course, on News Radio 92.3.
And if you're wondering why you suddenly can't find many of your favorite music videos on YouTube, blame it on a contract dispute. SESAC, I'll just call it CSAC, is a performance rights group. It represents acts such as Green Day, Adele, Nirvana, REM, as well as songwriters who have written songs performed by the likes of Beyonce and Nicki Minaj, among others. According to a statement YouTube sent to Variety, the two sides were unable to reach an equitable agreement before the contract expired. The statement went on to say that they're hoping to reach a new deal as soon as possible.
Okay, a couple of flights of concern out of PNS International this afternoon. I only tell you this if you have to pick somebody up at the airport. It prevents you from having to pay excess parking rates or just waiting around doing nothing. There's a flight coming up out of Denver. It's Frontier 3930. Wheels touchdown scheduled 6:54. Now about 7:45 or so. So about an hour difference there. Tampa flight, it's a silver flight. Flight 80 coming up out of Tampa. Touchdown scheduled 7:50, now an hour later at 8:50. And that flight, it's an American 5544 out of Washington Reagan. Touchdown at 9:01, closer to 10 o'clock now. So just be aware, if you're having to head out to PNS this afternoon to pick somebody up, you might have a flight concern. Always check with the carrier before heading out there.
Also want to let you know that, of course, we mentioned this a couple times this evening. The Braves fighting for a playoff spot. They got to win this game that they're in the middle of right now against the Mets. In the bottom of the eighth, the Braves are up 3-0. If they hold on to win, they will be in the MLB postseason. So there's some good news for you. They blew a lead in the first game. Hopefully we won't see that tail this time.
Boy, if they can hold on, you know.
Yes. I mean, it's basically what we're having to watch them do is just shut out the Mets one more time. The Mets get the top of the ninth, and then if they don't beat them, then game's over.
Okay, I hope you made your plans for tomorrow night. Bands of the Beach featuring Perdido Key's Blind Mullets Band. Curtain rises on the Casino Beach Pavilion stage at 7 o'clock. Bring along your blankets and beach chairs, and of course, leave the pets and glass at home. Have a great Monday afternoon. Thanks for having us on today.
dependable traffic on the fives, weekdays on News Radio 92.3, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.